This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right. I think our first 5 o'clock hour of 2026 needs to start with this. Rob, I don't know if you cut it, and it's perfectly fine if you didn't cut it. We don't need it necessarily for this topic. Herbie Teope, who does a fantastic job, Herbie Teope asked Andy Reid what happened. Very simple question. Sometimes in journalism, the simple question is the right question. You spend a lot of time thinking of these well thought out. No. Why, what, who, when, where, why? Sometimes keep it simple. Hey, Andy, what happened? You guys were favorites to win your division. People thought you could win the Super Bowl. You went to the last three Super Bowls. What happened this season? Andy gave his answer. Andy basically said the luck in one score games flipped around. 2 years ago, we were 11-0 in these games. This year, we were 0-7 in these games. Makes a lot of sense to me. Let me ask you, Rob. Rob, let's say that you and your wife are going out for restaurant week. Somebody recognizes you and says, hey, you're that guy on Carrington's show. That's what they come up to you and say. They come up to you. And you're like, no, I'm just Rob. I'm not the guy from Carrington's show.
That quite literally happened on New Year's Eve. Like, hey, you're the guy with Carrington. Yep. That's me.
All right, I'm sorry I made myself laugh. So somebody comes up to you and they ask you the same question. Why? What happened? What went wrong for the Chiefs? My two answers would be this. If you came up to me and asked me this question, you saw me at the other place or gates, this is what I would tell you. I think the number one thing is, I think the lead changed before Andy's eyes, and he was too slow to notice it. I've sat here, and I remember having conversations about, hey, the Chiefs should probably invest in running back. And I remember a very common sentiment was, well, we won the Super Bowl before without a running back. I mean, well, we won one without this guy or this guy. We don't need a running back. And yeah, maybe that was the case in 2021. Maybe 3-4 years ago, you could win the Super Bowl without an ability to run the football. You cannot do that in 2025. If you take a look at the teams that you think can win the Super Bowl, they don't just have the ability to do it, they have also invested into it. I think New England is the favorite. New England has spent real investment at running the football. They spent the second round pick this past year on running the football. Jacksonville has spent resources to run the football. Buffalo, Los Angeles spent a first round pick this last year. Like, we can go up and down the playoff teams in the National Football League. If you don't have an identity and an ability to run the football, then your team is lost. It's lost. The Chiefs' two running backs, Kareem Hunt and Isaiah Pacheco. Kareem Hunt averaged 3.7 yards per carry. Isaiah Pacheco averaged 3.9 yards per carry. The Chiefs averaged 35.9 yards per game with Kareem Hunt and 35.5 yards per game from Isaiah Pacheco. That's not enough. I think the Chiefs just did not notice the shift in the National Football League, the shift in the balance. And yes, it is a quarterback league, and the Chiefs have the best quarterback in the National Football League still to this day, in my opinion. But the Chiefs couldn't really answer the, well, what else you got? The Chiefs are not the only team in the league that gets good quarterback play. Well, what else can you do? Can you run the football? Can you get to the other team's quarterback? Do you take the football away? Are you great in special teams? The Chiefs couldn't really answer the, well, what else can you do this season? So number one for me on what went wrong this season is I think offenses started to shift and prioritize running the football, and I think the Chiefs were stuck in 2021 and how they did it in 2019 and how they won a Super Bowl. You ain't winning a Super Bowl with Damian Williams in 2026. You ain't winning a Super Bowl with a 40% Isaiah Pacheco that you had a couple of years ago. You don't got to be the best rushing team in the National Football League, but you got to have a commitment to it. There is a mentality. There is a toughness that you have that the Chiefs don't have. I don't care what changes is happening. In all respect to Mitch, Mitch was here and talking about bubble screens and all this stuff, and all of that is accurate. Football is a simple game. You need your big guys to be better than their big guys. And the Chiefs, for a team that spent a lot of money on their offensive line, could never figure out how to run the football this season. That's number one. And number two, it's all to me about where you put your resources at. I tell you guys this all the time. Say whatever you want about me. Say whatever you want about the show. I think I'm pretty consistent on I'm going to be critical of the people who make the most money because they are the people who dictate who wins or loses. So I'm not here to spend my time talking to you guys about their third corner or Noel Williams. It's great to have that conversation. This team wasn't good or this team wasn't in this situation because Noel Williams didn't develop. No, they were in this situation because they are paying for certain things and didn't get them. Chris Jones is the fifth highest paid defensive lineman in the National Football League. You guys feel like that's what he gave you this year? What you paid for? That's one of the worst feelings in the world. Everybody listening has been in this situation. Let's say you go out for a dinner and then you see what the tab cost you. And then by the end of it, you're like, I mean, I guess it was okay. I mean, it wouldn't work $300, but I mean, it was fine. Yeah, Chris Jones was fine. If you were paying Chris Jones $12 million a year, you're paying him $30 million a year. He gave you seven sacks this season. Seven. Chris Jones didn't force a fumble this year. He didn't force a fumble this year. He didn't help generate enough pass rush. He didn't cause turnovers. I'm sorry. He wasn't good enough this season. George Karlaftis. We all celebrated the George Karlaftis contract. George Karlaftis got 4 years, $93 million. He got $62 million guaranteed. He had six sacks this season in 16 games. That's not good enough. So the why to be with the Chiefs, what went wrong? How did this thing go so far left? What did they do wrong? Line of scrimmage. You couldn't run the football at any point this season. They never got the run game going. And it's just not realistic in 2026 to expect, I don't care who your quarterback is, he can't do everything. You're asking Patrick Mahomes to throw for 4,000 yards. You're asking him to throw for 40 touchdowns, and he's got to be critical in your run game. That's just a really, really high ask. And eventually, his body broke down with you asking him to do those things. And on the defensive side of the ball, your defense just wasn't good enough. You didn't get enough pressure up front. You spent money on George Karlaftis, Chris Jones, and Charles Omenihu. Between those guys, you got less sacks than what the Texans got for Danielle Hunter, between the three of those individuals. The expectation for your pass rush is not Spags, dial it up, and we'll figure out a way to get it with Trent McDuffie or Snead or Chamari Connor. That's not where your pass rush is supposed to come from. The Chiefs are paying $200 million between Chris Jones and George Karloftis, and you got 13 sacks between the both of them. And it's not like both of them got hurt. They both played in at least 16 games this year. You weren't good enough up front on either side of the line of scrimmage. That's why this season went left for the Chiefs. What's your answer, Rob? What's your why?
So actually, as much as I, you know, do push back in the notion of, oh, the one score luck thing just flipped the other way, and that's what they lost, I do think that's partly at play. But I also think, man, they don't have any young players that are at least part of the they have young players in the roster. They don't have any young players that are significant contributors. If I look at every roster of playoff teams, you're going to find guys on rookie contracts making big contributions. The Chiefs, they didn't have that this year. You need fresh, young blood to constantly be churning over the roster. And if we were to name the best players in the Chiefs in 2025, which was not a good year for the Chiefs, I would bet most players you name on their second deal. Or are Trent McDuffie, who are in the fourth year of their five-year deal. It is guys who are starting to become veterans in this league. Look at the Seahawks. Jaxon Smith-Njigba is their best player. He's a younger player than the Chiefs have. I just think the Chiefs got old and complacent, and I think that was noticeable. And maybe it's missing on drafts, maybe it's missing on free agency, maybe it's both. But it felt like at times you watch this season, they felt old. And I just feel like they were not a young team. In 2022, they won the Super Bowl, the youngest defense in the NFL. We all lauded that stat. This team was not young. They were not youthful. There was not an exuberance about them. They just felt old at times. So I think everything you're saying is correct. I think what Mitch said about the rubber band being stretched and all the one score luck is correct. I think it's multifaceted. But for me, man, this just did not feel like a team that was getting major contributions from really young players. And the NFL is designed for you to not be relying on 30, 31, 32-year-olds. You got to be relying on 23, 24, 25-year-olds, and the Chiefs weren't getting enough contributions from that age group.
This is where I will disagree with the text line. Someone sent in this message, and we'll talk about Travis Kelce. Someone says, C-Dot, I see what you were saying, but when is Andy ever committed to the run game? I'm not talking about having a commitment to the run game. I'm talking about getting more production with the amount of times that the Chiefs run the ball. I'll take you through this exercise really quickly. This season, Kareem Hunt had six fewer carries than Kyle Manungai. Kyle Manungai was a rookie seventh-round pick this past season. He had six fewer carries. Rob, Kyle Manungai with six more carries had 172 more rush yards than Kareem Hunt. Kyle Manungai and Kareem Hunt ran the ball basically the same amount of times, 169 to 163. One player was substantially more productive with what he did. Jordan Mason. Jordan Mason had four fewer carries than Kareem Hunt did this season. Kareem Hunt had 163 carries. Jordan Mason had 159. Kareem Hunt got the ball more. Jordan Mason ran the ball for 147 more yards than he did. Kareem Hunt got more carries than David Montgomery did this season, folks. You guys know who David Montgomery is. Very productive running back. Kareem Hunt got the ball more than David Montgomery did this season. David Montgomery had 200 more rush yards this season than him. So to me, it is not the, oh, well, they didn't give Kareem Hunt the ball enough last year. No, it's why are we giving the ball to a guy who averaged 3.7 yards per carry and has been doing that ever since he got on the team. This is not a knock against Kareem Hunt. We just know what Kareem Hunt is. We know what Kareem Hunt is. He is a short yardage goal line. He's a fullback at this point. That's what he is. He's a guy that you bring in on third and one, fourth and one. Kareem Hunt should get 35 carries in a season, not 160, and be your number one running back in 2025. So for this year, I know I said it last year. Maybe you're tired of me saying this, but I was right. I was 100% right about this. They have to invest in the run game this year. And that doesn't mean you got to go out and spend the ninth overall pick on Jeremiah Love. You cannot do this again. You cannot go through next season and basically tell the rest of the league, well, we're not going to run the ball. It's not effective. No, that is not a winning strategy in 2025. It is very much a losing strategy if that's the case. All right, Rob, let's shout out Baker University.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with C-Dot and Rob. It's time for the hits. Number one.
As always, Carrington, the hits are brought to you by Baker University. Make your next era orange at Baker University, the first university in Kansas, and ranked number one in return on investment on private universities in the state. Baker University, forever in our orange era.
All right, let's play this audio for you guys, because I do think there is a part of the Travis Kelce conversation that no one is having. And I know that you guys think that I'm anti-Travis Kelce, and I'm not. I don't know how many times I need to communicate that. Travis Kelce has been nothing to kind to me in my life. I got zero issues with Travis Kelce. It's my job to talk about how he performs at his job. That's what I do. Travis Kelce met with the media yesterday, and he was asked about what's his future look like. Here's what he said.
First things first, I just love this team. Guys like Chris Jones over here pointing at me from across the room. I love that guy. I'm proud of the way we finished this, even though, you know, it ended the way it did. Guys still showed up, gave it their all, and that's all you can ask for, man. And I got so much love for this team, this organization, and the people here. So I'll spend some time with them, go through exit meetings tomorrow, and get close to the family and figure things out. Either it hits me quick, or I got to take some time. I think last year it was a little bit easier. I think I knew right away I wanted to kind of give this one a shot. So I don't know. We'll see.
So let's talk about the two sides of this. The first side is this. Does Travis Kelce want to come back? I have absolutely no idea. You have absolutely no idea. I don't know if Travis knows right now if he wants to come back. It was an emotional season. It's been a really emotional 2025. I mean, they got blown out in the Super Bowl. You got engaged. You had, I would say, a rough start to the season. Travis was yelling at folks and throwing his helmet. He got off to a little bit of a rough start. He turned things around. He's going to be an all-pro, but I mean, this has to be one of the more frustrating seasons that he's been a part of. You're used to a certain standard. You've been eating filet mignon, and you've been eating at the nicest restaurants. You had to go back to eating Hamburger Helper this year. That's what this season was. This was a get back to your roots. You're used to eating at Ruth's Chris. No, this season, the NFL handed you a hot pocket and told you to make the best out of it. So it's just got to be frustrating on that level. So I get that part. I have no clue if Travis Kelce wants to play or not. There is certainly still a place for him in the National Football League if he still wants to play. He is a very productive player still. Very productive player. Right team, right system, right situation. Travis Kelce could still go out there and help a team. He could still help Kansas City in a lot of ways. But this is what I'll say. At what cost are you willing to bring back Travis Kelce next year? Because I think that is a very real conversation. It's not to me just a one-sided of if you want to come back. It is important to note with Travis Kelce, he is currently a free agent. Travis Kelce is not on the team. He is a free agent. The same way that Breece Hall is a free agent, the same way that Alec Pierce is a free agent, he is a free agent. Now, you have more emotional ties to this player for sure. But right now, anybody can go talk and negotiate with Travis Kelce. Now, I'm not saying that I think he's going to play for another team, but you follow me here, right? So it's not just the, hey, do you want to come back? It's also the conversation of, do you, as the organization, want Travis Kelce back? And the one thing that I will be steadfast on, and maybe this will be an unpopular opinion, is that the Chiefs for the next 60 days need to live in a place of being uncomfortable. And every suggestion that I hear thrown out for the Chiefs is very cookie cutter and very safe. It is the moves that we all think they need to make. I'm not telling you anything crazy on I think they need to get a running back. I might have been saying it before anybody else was saying it, but it's not like you don't see the same thing that I see. They need to go get a running back. You can look at Jawan Taylor. They saved $20 million by Jawan Taylor not being on the team. Well, it's asking to get out of here then. I'm sorry. You need to go play for somebody else then. We need this money. We need this money to go do the things that we need to do to build the rest of our team. So I don't think I'm telling you anything you don't know. But what I don't want the Chiefs to do, I really don't want them to do this, is I don't want them to convince themselves that the only problem they had in 2025 was bad luck. And that next year, they can kind of run the same thing back, coaching staff, front office, everybody can come back, and they'll simply be better because the coin is going to flip the other way. No, I think you got a chance to breathe some new life into this team. We all love Travis Kelce. We all do. We all feel the exact same about Travis Kelce. He is always welcome back. He can come bang the drum if he wants to sing the national anthem. If he, whatever Travis wants to do, you are happy to have him back. But I'm asking you guys this honestly, and remove your personal feelings and look at this like a business, because that's what it is. Do you want the Chiefs this offseason to spend $12 million in free agency on a 37-year-old tight end? Because that's what we're talking about. A 37-year-old tight end. And if your answer is yes, that's fine. But I also want you to realize what you are potentially saying no to. If Travis Kelce comes back, he will make more money than Breece Hall. I'd rather have Breece Hall on the Chiefs in 2026 than have Travis Kelce. And one of the reasons that I think their offense has struggled the last couple of years is their offense has been centered around an aging tight end. And for the last 4 years, we have all been saying the same thing. Oh, well, this guy's going to emerge, and then Travis Kelce is going to fade into the background. Well, this guy's going to take the torch, and it'll be some handoff plan. No, I think it might be time for the Chiefs to just rip the Band-Aid off. I think it might be just time for them to figure out, hey, how are we going to be able to make up this production that we have with Travis Kelce? How can we make up these 78 catches for 851 yards? And is there a 25 to 28 year old that we think can give us this production, that we think can create these kind of big plays? I really want the Chiefs to live in a place of uncomfortable. And we have talked for the last 2 months, 3 months about this change and this change. Man, all the changes they need to make are not on the sideline. They got to make some changes on the field, personnel, how they evaluate players, and how their offense works. They are heading into Patrick Mahomes 2.0. Patrick Mahomes 1.0 is he is the most successful 30 and younger quarterback in the history of the National Football League. Think about that. Patrick Mahomes, 30. He is the most successful quarterback or maybe player in league history. You will put Patrick Mahomes, 30, up against anybody. They're now heading into the next phase of his career. This is now 2.0. This is now married with three kids. This is a different version of Patrick Mahomes. I don't want them holding on to what felt good in 2018 and 2019, because that's not what I think they need. I think this team needs to lean in completely to ages 22 to 26 year old offensive talent. And that is just not what Travis Kelce is anymore. So I want them to get a new wide receiver coach to try to get the most out of Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy. I want them to find a 27 year old tight end and not just Noah Gray. No, go out, spend a little bit of money, and you can find 800 yards at tight end next year if you want to. But you got to be willing to look Travis Kelce in the face and tell him no. The same way that Dallas had to look at Emmitt Smith and tell him, no, you got to go play for the Cardinals. It's not like we haven't been here before. I mean, Jamaal Charles went to go play for the Broncos. Derek Johnson went to go play for the Raiders. Neil Smith went to go play for the Broncos. Like, this is sports. This is the business side of things. So that's what I want the Chiefs to do. We all love Travis. We do. We all love Travis. Next season, maybe a better way of putting it is, I just don't trust them to put Travis Kelce in the proper role of being a role guy. I think his role should be you give him like 50 to 60 targets and he's like tight end two, not tight end one, not the center of your offense the way that he's been for four straight seasons. I just don't trust him. So in some ways, I just want Travis Kelce to retire so the Chiefs, they don't have to make that decision. They don't have to tell him no. He just comes to that conclusion on his own. But I think the best thing for the Chiefs moving forward is to move on from Travis Kelce.
I think I see it very similar. And I think fans talk about the Patriot way a lot. And I think they talk about the Patriot way when, you know, it's easy about the Patriot way. Oh, with players they don't like. How often the text line you'd be like, well, the Patriots would have never given Chris Jones that contract, or the Patriots would never doing this, that, and the other. I know this. The Patriots would not, with Travis Kelce in limbo of retirement, not retirement, be mulling an idea of giving him $9, $10, $11, $12 million. They just wouldn't. They basically did this same thing to Gronk. They traded Gronk, but Gronk retired. He was still like, screw you to the Patriots, you're tired. But the Patriots, they traded Mike Vrabel. He was a Chief for a while. They cut Vince Wilfork. The Patriots always were out early, and we've all loved Travis Kelce's tenure. It is the greatest tight end tenure in the history of the NFL. I don't think anyone comes close, full stop. But I think if the Chiefs are looking at this objectively and fans looking at this and saying, I want to be like the Patriots, I want the Patriot way. They had a dynasty. They never had a 6-11 in the midst of their dynasty. What were they doing? The Chiefs weren't. They would not have 35-year-old, 34-year-old Travis Kelce be making $10-plus million the next year and getting 100 targets. They wouldn't. They would walk on him. Now, do I think Travis Kelce, if the Chiefs tell him, hey, we're not going to bring you back, we'll go play for like the Seahawks or someone? I don't think so. But I think the Chiefs, as part of this conversation that Travis Kelce says he's waiting to figure it out, need to be in his ear and be like, hey, you figure out what you need to do, big man, but while you make that decision, I want you to know you're not getting an offer from us because we are walking and going in a different direction, because that's what the Patriots would have done if this was their dynasty in 09.
Yeah, text line 913-586-7965, CDOT. How are you saying you can go out and find another 800-yard tight end? There were five this year. Kelce was one of them. He once again led a team in targets. Travis Kelce having 800 yards is great. Another season of their offense centered around Travis Kelce. So I hear what you're saying. Yes, the Chiefs' leading receiver had 851 yards this year and was healthy this year. That ain't good enough. It's not good enough. No. So, and some of that's not Travis Kelce's fault. Some of that is Rice was supposed to step up and now be the number one. We should be talking about Rice had 1,200 yards receiving this year. We should be talking about Xavier Worthy had 1,000 yards receiving this year. We shouldn't be having the conversation that Travis Kelce, once again at 36 years old, he had 30 more targets than Rashee Rice this year. He had 35 more targets than Hollywood Brown this year. He had 40 more targets than Xavier Worthy did this season. So, yes, I mean, some of it is Travis Kelce is continuing to have so much success because he is the oldest player in the league who is the center of a team's offense. That is not the way Green Bay's offense is built. That is not the way San Francisco's offense is built or the Rams' offense is built. It is not built around a 36-year-old. Their offense cannot be built this way next year. And my fear is if he comes back, that's how it's built. It is centered around we got to get Travis's targets. We got to get Travis's opportunities. And throwing the ball 108 times to a 36-year-old, to me, is just not a good offensive plan for growth, and that's what I think the Chiefs need to be thinking about this offseason. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on Kansas City's only FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I do want to wrap up the Travis Kelce with this thought. I think there's another part of this. And maybe this is one of those things that I just struggle with because I try to apply our normal employee brain and I try to give it to them. And maybe you just can't. But we have seen enough athletes tell us how money isn't important and then magically out of nowhere, money's still kind of important. So someone just sent the message in. If Travis comes back and is asking for the same money, he's selfish. I don't think that's necessarily the case. Now, again, maybe this is a flaw in my thinking. And you're more than happy to tell me. 913-586-7965. Travis Kelce made $17.1 million this year to play for the Chiefs. $17.1 million. If you are deciding to come back and work for the exact same company and do the exact same thing that you have been doing, how much less are you willing to take to continue to keep working there? Like, that matters with Travis Kelce. I think we all acknowledge he's not going to make the same amount of money next year. I have no interest in paying Travis Kelce the same amount of money. I think maybe where I'm a little bit different than you guys is, even if you were asking Travis Kelce to take a pay cut, I still would not be interested in the pay cut. If Travis Kelce took a 30% pay cut, that's a significant amount of money. I don't care how much money you make. If you make 30% less at your job, you took a significant pay cut to continue to work there. If Travis Kelce took a 30% pay cut, he'd make $12 million next year. $11.9 million he would make. And I would say that that's a big decrease. That still makes you one of the top 12 highest paid tight ends in the National Football League. And I also want you guys to note that for that amount of money, you could get Breece Hall. And you guys loved Breece Hall not that long ago. You could sign Breece Hall for that amount of money. And if you're Travis Kelce, how big of a pay cut are you willing to take? Like, Rob, I get it. Like, our job is to look at these contracts and kind of break it down. But some of these deals, I would say you are insulting Travis Kelce if that's what you offer him. You don't want him back then at that price. Like, if you're saying, hey, Kelce can take a one-year, $5 million heavy incentive, he doesn't lead the money. If you're Travis Kelce, I'm now, after being a 37-year-old veteran player who has done everything the organization has asked me to, I'm now going to make less than Zach Ertz next year. I'm going to make, I mean, if he took $5 million, Rob, he'd make less than Noah Gray does next year. So I know we're throwing out numbers and we're all throwing out hypotheticals. To me, the absolute lowest I think you could get Travis for is $10 million. And that's a significant pay decrease. If you made 17 and now you make 10 and you're willing to take that and come back because you want to be there for the organization and you're not really willing to entertain the possibility that there might be another team that might think you're a missing piece and could help them get over the hump, because we all agree, I don't think Travis Kelce is going to play for Buffalo next year or Philadelphia next year. That's a significant pay decrease. So that's why I say it's really a twofold conversation. A, does Travis want to come back? And then B, do the Chiefs want him back? And at what cost do you want Travis Kelce back? There just isn't really a realistic number to me that would make it worth it. Where if you're telling me, if you're the Chiefs, like, let's say that you really want to go get tied in. I mean, if you got $12 million to offer Travis Kelce, you can go get Kyle Pitts then at that cost. You can 100% get Kyle Pitts. If you're willing to offer Kyle Pitts the same contract that Jonnu Smith got or Pat Freiermuth, around $12 million, you can absolutely go get Kyle Pitts if you want at 26 years old. So that's what I'm saying is the Travis Kelce conversation is a little bit more complex than I think people are giving it credit.
100% agree. And I would say it. Maybe I am victim to what I do and the fact that part of my job, which is great, is that we evaluate these contracts. It's not just, hey, what if we get offered Travis Kelce this number? Would he take it? I looked up the top APY, make it easy. Average per year contracts last year in the NFL among tight ends. I don't even know that 10's getting it done. You know that Mark Andrews last year re-signed with the Ravens for 13? Mark Andrews is obviously not as successful in his career as Travis Kelce. Mark Andrews was not some spring chicken. Mark Andrews didn't come back to the Ravens last year
He did give offer a hometown discount. He came back to be their tight end. He got $13 million. Dallas Goedert, who is slowly wearing down in Philadelphia, he's at 10. Like, I think somewhere between 10 to 13 is the number. So these people are like, oh, his fiance is a billionaire. What if he took 8? Noah Gray's going to make 6 next year. So I think when you throw out these numbers, there needs to be context. I think he will take a discount if he wants to come back and the Chiefs offer to him. But I think that discount is, you know, in between $11 to $14 million, which would make him like between the 8th and 12th highest paid tight end in the NFL. He's not coming back on a contract that makes him cheaper than whoever John Bates is or Colston Loveland. That's not happening. There are discounts and then there's just giving away money. And I don't think he's in the business of giving away money. I also don't think the players union is interested in him just giving away money. So a discount all needs to be put in relative terms.
Yeah, agreed. To me, 10 to 12, I think, is the amount that if you are the Chiefs, I don't think you can go much higher than that for Travis Kelce. There has to be a little bit of give on both sides. You can't be disrespectful. And I mean, you start to reach a certain price, like you're paying guy, like you're not paying Travis Kelce like he's on his rookie contract. And offering him $7.5 million is paying him like a rookie. I mean, that's what Kyle Pitts is making on the final year of his, like, what are we doing here? Like, so you got to come with a real offer if you want Travis Kelce to be back. Is that worth it to you? Is it worth it to Travis Kelce to come back and make 40% less of what he's going to make and it not be about the money? I want to be here. I want to be with my brothers. And do the Chiefs want to keep Travis Kelce on a deal that pays him $10 million? And you saying giving $10 million to the 37-year-old is you saying no to another player. Like, I'd be very intrigued to see what Kyle Pitts makes this offseason. I'm guessing that Kyle Pitts is going to get somewhere around the amount of money that we're talking about for Travis Kelce. I'd be very, very surprised if a team gave him 4 years, $65 million. He ain't played well enough to get that kind of contract, in my opinion. I want to play for you guys really quickly what Chris Jones had to say. He said that he believes Kelce's coming back.
I'm not buying it. He'll be back next year.
Promise?
I can't promise you anything about another man, but I don't know. This year was a tricky year for us. I got faith, my dog coming back.
Let me ask you this. This has nothing to do with Travis Kelce. We can move on from Travis Kelce. Matt Nagy is also someone who does not have a contract right now. So the Travis Kelce thing, I'm not even saying cut him. You don't have to cut him. His contract has expired. Matt Nagy is the exact same thing. The Chiefs do not have to fire Matt Nagy. The Chiefs have the ability to simply walk away from Matt Nagy. He is not under contract with anybody. What do you do with Matt Nagy if you're the Chiefs? And I find it hard to believe that right now, if you're the Chiefs and you do real interviews, like if the Chiefs just, hey, we went around the league and we just want to dip our toe in the water. We just want to see who could be a good fit. I find it hard to believe right now that they have a vacancy at offensive coordinator and Matt Nagy's the best person for that job. I find it hard to believe. Matt Nagy cannot turn me in two things, and I would need this if I'm the offensive coordinator. Who is the player that you think has developed because of Matt Nagy? Like, is there a player that you can turn to? For example, Kyle Manungai. We've used him as an example today. Kyle Manungai is a running back for the Bears. Guess who their running back coach is? Eric Bieniemy. He's a 7th-round running back. He had a very, very productive year. I think if you were Eric Bieniemy, you can take great pride in that. I did that. You guys drafted this player. You gave him to me. I helped him progress as the season went on. Here, he can now help us go win a Super Bowl. That's good coaching. That's player development. That's what you need more of. Who's that player with Matt Nagy? Who's that player that's going to go on a podcast in the summer and talk about how important Matt Nagy was in their player development? Can you point to that individual? And number two, he's a former quarterback coach. How would they not fix some of the down the field accuracy issues with their quarterback? I don't think that's Andy Reid's job. I think that's Matt Nagy's job. I know we think that offensive coordinators, your only responsibility is to call plays on Sunday for those 3 hours. Now you're doing a whole lot of other stuff too. That's not the only responsibility of the job. It's not. There's things you do before you get to that point. And I don't think you can point to Matt Nagy and say that he's had a lot of success doing those things. I don't think you can bring Matt Nagy back this year. I will be very disappointed if the plan is to bring Matt Nagy back. So maybe Matt Nagy just goes and finds a job on his own. Maybe he takes this Titans job. Maybe he ends up taking the play calling duties for somebody else. He cannot come back. I'm going to be big on it. There has to be changes. Matt Nagy cannot come back. Connor Embry at wide receiver. You need somebody much more experienced to help get the most out of Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy. He cannot come back. Dave Tolbe to me is somebody. He cannot come back. I'm more willing to make some of these changes. If they're not going to change head coach, they're not going to change general manager, if we think that's too extreme, and I would agree it's too extreme, then we got to make some of these lesser moves. The blank rolls downhill, and you can't have a top 10 pick and then tell me your whole power structure is coming back and that the big change is going to be Juwan Taylor is out. No, you got to make some more changes than that. You got to be willing to go to a place of being uncomfortable if you are Kansas City. It is very weird that we don't have Monday Night Football today. We'll talk about it. Keep Raiders to Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Can I ask you guys a question? Why do you guys act like you don't like bowl games? Can you answer that for me? Rob, did you know that more people watched the Pop-Tart Bowl than watched Oklahoma and Texas earlier this year? Did you know that more people watched the Pop-Tart Bowl than watched Penn State and Oregon earlier this year? Did you know that? People like bowl games. You want to know why the Pop-Tart Bowl works? It's the only bowl that realizes this is stupid, and we're going to lean into the fact that it's stupid. Bowl games have never really meant anything. They're just fun. And now, if you're going to take all the serious bowls and make them part of the playoff, you know, the Rose Bowl sold the pageantry of it. The Cotton Bowl sold the pageantry of it. All these other bowl games, you know what they can't sell you? Any pageantry. Nobody feels a way about the Tax Slayer Bowl or the Pinstripe Bowl. No one cares. So you know what you need to do? Be fun. Have a bowl. There's a bowl game named after Snoop Dogg. It's the Snoop Dogg Bowl. And have them on the commentary. Do cool stuff. That's what we want with bowl games. Put them in warm, cool places and have a fun gimmick. That's why America likes the Pop-Tart Bowl. America was not watching it because it was Georgia Tech and BYU. That is not why you were tuned in. We don't care about either one of those teams. No, we were there for the nonsense. Sometimes we love the nonsense. That's what college football is. 8.7 million people watched the Pop-Tart Bowl. That's what it was. The Pop-Tart Bowl. How stupid is that? Rob, what's your favorite Pop-Tart flavor?
Oh, cinnamon brown sugar.
Oh, okay, never mind. I shouldn't ask you that question.
That's the correct answer.
I shouldn't ask you a question.
You're probably about to say something nasty like s'mores or something gross.
That's the best one.
Oh, good.
S'mores.
You probably also heat it up like a sicko.
You eat them cold?
Oh. Open the little foil, go right to work.
Raw dog in the Pop-Tart is insane.
Do you know what?
I'm not putting mine in the toaster, though. I go microwave. I go microwave for a short amount of time. Let me put that in the microwave for like 4 to 6 seconds, and let me heat it up. Yo, let me tell you this. I just always love that this segment is just random musings by Carrington. I was listening to a podcast over the break, and they were talking about raw dogging an NFL game. Do you know what this is? Because you've heard about...
Never heard of this
before. Have you heard about people that raw dog a flight?
Yes.
So for those of you that don't know what raw dogging a flight is, it is you don't take headphones, you can't look at your phone, you can't listen to music, and you just sit there. That's all you do. You can't read a book. You cannot do anything on the plane. You just got to sit there, which sounds like quite possibly the worst experience that anyone has decided to go through. It quite literally could be the worst experience ever. So what someone said raw dogging an NFL game is, you can't do it now because it's a little different. It's the playoffs. But raw dogging a game would be next year. You don't watch Red Zone. You have to stay at home. You watch a game and you cannot look at your phone. And the only updates that you can get from the NFL are whatever CBS and Fox tell you that it is. It's the only updates you can get for the games.
You can do that for your locally. I feel like, if it was like Chiefs-Bills, back when the Chiefs-Bills meant something, like one of those big games, I could maybe do that. But if you were like, hey, we need you to watch.
No, that's what it is. No,
I can pick my local team, though.
Yeah.
I could do that.
But I'm saying you can't look at your, you can't check your bets. You can't check fantasy. You can't check the scores. The only information you have about the other NFL games are whatever CBS tells you the update is. Could you do that? Because that sounds awful to me.
I could do it once. I would hate it.
That sounds awful to me.
I think I could do it once for like Chiefs Cowboys Thanksgiving. I mostly did that.
Okay, but there's only one game on. I'm saying there's other games on. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do it for. This is what you're trying to do. You're trying to do this 3:25. It's Chiefs and Bills, and then the other game is Cardinals Raiders.
Yeah, I can do it. I can do it.
Of course, there's only two games on, but everybody can do it.
If it's noon Steelers and Ravens,
that's what I'm saying.
I'm screwed.
That's what I'm saying. Noon Steelers and Ravens. You can't watch anything else. That's it. That's all you can do. You can't watch anything else. Someone said I do that with Chiefs games all the time. I would never.
But I know it's random musings. I have actually heard this before. Did you know there are people among us who put butter on Pop-Tarts?
Yo, what's going on, man? You see James back there raise his hand.
I saw it in the reflection. No one looked behind me.
I just want to point this out. You say people that walk among us. Not people on my side of state line. That sounds exclusively like a 119th and all situation. That is not a Washington Square Park situation. Not at all. That is not a Washington Square Park. That's 119th and all situation. That's crazy. You're telling me that you go get margarine and you spread it on the Pop-Tart? That's what people do?
That's what people do. Well, I can't believe it's not butter and just slather it on the back.
Okay. People say they do this all the time with football games. I can't imagine.
I don't believe that at all.
This guy says he does it for every Chiefs game. You just don't. So you're not checking your bets. You're not checking the other scores. You have no clue what else is going on in the league, that you have nothing else. I'm saying you can't even turn the channel. So like sometimes when the Chiefs play, there's a game on Fox. You're not even watching the Fox game. That's crazy. I can't imagine. I don't have any interest in watching sports like that. I'm not even doing that with Missouri college basketball games. I can't turn to any other game. It's the only game I'm watching. And you know, Missouri, they play on like SEC Network. Those commercials be all weird. I'm not watching these weirdo commercials. All right, I had a lot of fun. Happy 2026 to you guys. We'll be back tomorrow. Take care. It's a drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.